This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for another episode of DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along in this hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Montura, Florida. His credentials are as long as your arm. I like the fact that he has so much background, but also is continuing to be a student, if you will, of cardiology, of what's going on with your heart, your circulatory, your cardiovascular system. I had a conversation with a friend of mine recently about cholesterol levels. You know, we've been concerned about mine. Even though it's below 200, I have too much of the bad, not enough of the good. And this has been going on since as long as I know. As a matter of fact, my cholesterol levels, the concern about them, have been going on my entire life. I think the first blood test I had was I was maybe 21 or 22, the first physical, and then I've had one every year since then, sometimes more than one. And the numbers have been very consistent. I have too much of the bad, not enough of the good. And the numbers used to be appreciably over 200. Now it's 185 is the total, 40 some odd for the good and 140 some odd for the bad. That was before you put me on a statin. I got it down to 80 something, I think now, at least that was the last blood test. So the question comes up with this person asking me about the treatments, and if in fact we have all this focus on cholesterol, for example, and other things that seem to be natty when it comes to heart disease, if we are trying to get, or we seem to be getting these numbers under control, why are as many, if not more, people dying of heart disease and heart attacks than was the case before? Is it just because we have more people, or is there another answer that is maybe a little more in-depth, a more appropriate way of answering that question?
Well, the one-word answer would be obesity. Mm-hmm. And that offsets everything. When we're talking about preventing heart disease, we're talking about knowing your numbers, as you just stated, but not only the cholesterol, the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the cholesterol, and the weight, and eating a healthy diet, getting into an exercise program when a doctor says it's okay. And yes, we are aggressively getting our cholesterol down, and we're no longer treating everyone to the same numbers. We're individualizing, personalizing our targets for cholesterol, and medicine should be personalized in general. So that's a really good thing. So just imagine if we weren't on that effort, things would be even unbelievably worse, because in the background is this obesity epidemic, which is offsetting everything that we're doing to try to prolong life, decrease the risk of heart attacks and strokes. Mental stress, the last year has been as stressful for any of us as ever been, also is not good for the heart, the circulation, causing strokes. We know that mental stress is almost as bad as smoking cigarettes. And there is so much mental stress out there. Just being alive in 2020 and 2021, it's hard to avoid. So the risk factors are, in the one hand, doing better with some of the newer medications. There's some unbelievably new ways to treat diabetes with new drugs, which are helping people lose weight. And this is all good. But the problem is, offsetting all of this is the obesity epidemic. And with gyms closing or limiting their hours, people are exercising less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All that stuff makes sense. Focusing on it's a good answer to the question. I'll have to hold on to that as I think about these conversations. Because I have a lot of conversations, a lot of friends who are not in as good a shape as I am at my age, and they wonder how I am the way I am. And I basically tell them, other than eating ice cream and cake, I don't really have any vices. I'm very active physically. I am getting enough rest, according to the latest information that I think you laid on us a week or so ago. So when I look at a headline, if only tonight we could sleep, remembering that from a song, but the number of people who have problems sleeping and what that does to your health. At what point, if you don't mind spending a minute or two on reviewing that information that we put on the air about sleep problems and getting enough sleep. It used to be 7 to 8 hours, now it's 6 to 7 hours. And so people are asking, what changed? Why did that number change?
Well, I asked the same thing, what changed? And it's just that, you know, science has a way of moving our knowledge ahead, and we learn new things and we throw out the old and upgrade and improve the way we tell people what to do. And this is just the result of a large, well-done study that looked at this issue better than any other study. And it turns out that the sweet spot was 6 to 7, not the 7 to 8. And there are these so-called dogmas that we tell you in medicine, and it's based on our best known evidence at that moment. And there are many things in medicine today that we do differently than we did 50 years ago or even 50 days ago, because new knowledge comes out proven by better science, and that becomes the best evidence we have at the moment for whatever problem it is.
Isn't the right answer to the question, when you feel rested, that's enough sleep? If you don't feel rested when you get up, no matter whether you get 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, a lot of people don't feel rested until they get 9 hours of sleep.
Well, you should listen to your body and let it get rested. But what this study was pointing out, if you're needing more sleep, maybe you should just mention that to the doctor and make sure there's nothing else going on.
Ah, okay, there we go. Here's a breakthrough technology that's giving hope to patients with a congenital heart defect. Andy Solomon would like to pass along some more helpful information.
Congenital heart disease, or CHD, is the most common type of birth defect in the United States, affecting around 40,000 infants each year and 1.6 million adults. Dr. Matthew Gillespie, interventional cardiologist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, explains.
The typical CHD patient will face a multitude of open-heart surgeries over their lifetime. Furthermore, they will require lifelong monitoring, preventative care, and specialized treatment all the way from childhood to adulthood.
The good news is that the FDA recently approved the only non-surgical native valve replacement option, the Harmony TPV. Dr. John P. Cheatham, interventional cardiologist at the Heart Center, Nationwide Children's Hospital.
The Harmony TPV may provide a broad range of CHD patients with a minimally invasive treatment option that allows for shorter procedure time and hospital stay.
For more information, visit harmonyvalve.com.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world. Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken practices at Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. Became an expert during COVID with a telemedicine approach to helping people like you who need more information, not only about what's going on in your circulatory system, but Ken has such a wide range of information, as we prove every week on this program, going through the results of Ken's research, looking into the information that you don't get over the counter, if you will. Things that are in the medical journals that may affect how we live our lives and what we think about certain issues. I want to go back to the conversation that we were just listening to. That fellow introduced himself as an interventional cardiologist. And I'm thinking about how specialized all this has become. You refer to yourself as a preventive cardiologist. So what's the difference between an interventional and a preventative cardiologist?
Yeah, the cardiology has become so specialized. We all work on the heart, the circulation, but there's so much technology. There's so many different things to do. No longer can one person do it all. And what I have evolved over the course of my career, I've done different roles in cardiology, but most recently, I have evolved into a preventive cardiologist and a consultative cardiologist and non-invasive cardiologist. I help people extend their lives as long as possible. I do consultations with people who have complex cardiology issues and they don't know which way to go. They've got numerous opinions, or they're just not satisfied with the way things have gone. They don't understand what the situation is. I try to use non-invasive methods to try to diagnose and even treat. And that's the role that I act in cardiology at this time. In my previous lives in cardiology, I've done critical care cardiology, hospital-based cardiology, a little bit of invasive work. But in those days, you didn't specialize so much because there wasn't so much you could do like today. But today, when I need to get one's circulation open because there's a blockage and we need to angioplasty, balloon it open, trying to avoid surgery, and then usually a wire mesh is put in afterwards, the stent. The doctors who specialize in doing angioplasty and stenting of the circulation of the body are the interventional cardiologists. And that field has become so sophisticated and so in demand. Now, if you have a heart attack, we usually try to get those vessels opened by intervention as soon as possible. So that has become a field in its own, interventional cardiology, the act of opening up invasively the circulation, mostly to the heart, but many interventional cardiologists work on other areas of the circulation outside of the heart, the peripheral vascular area, opening vessels and stenting them. And the interventionalists have gotten so sophisticated. Vessels, when, you know, I grew up in this whole era in the late 1970s with Dr. Grunzig doing the first angioplasty in the late 1970s. And currently, the vessels are amazing, which can be opened up we never dreamed of.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen here on DJV Health.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
To our physical state of being here on the DJV Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. Should you have the desire, the need, the compelling urge, if you will, to call Ken, he's very approachable, very easy to listen to and to talk to get advice about anything going on in your body. Go to his phone, 352-735-1400 for an appointment, whether in the office or his reach is broadened a lot because of telemedicine, actually. And a lot of people listening to this program would like to have the benefit of his knowledge, his attitude, his mannerisms, all that good stuff. So you can get to that connection by dialing 352-735-1400 and ask for an appointment. Let's see how we can get Ken into your life to help you out. All right, I'm sort of stuck on a couple of definitions here, Ken. So if you'll bear with me, you used the term non-invasive, that now you use non-invasive techniques. Would you describe those a little bit more for us so people can understand what it is? What's the difference? I mean, you'd think that intuitively people would know the difference between invasive and non-invasive, but this is such a specialty, maybe it doesn't hurt to spend a moment or two with that definition.
Non-invasive means without intrusion into the body, no cutting, but even the interventional cardiologists, they insert tubes into the body. They don't really do surgery and cut into the body, but we try to avoid penetrating the body. The only way we would penetrate it is we might start an IV to infuse contrast or something like that as a non-invasive cardiologist, but that's about as intrusive as a non-invasive cardiologist is putting an IV in. Then the interventional cardiologist, they will do invasive procedures by placing tubes, catheters into the body through an artery, traditionally from the groin. Now a lot of them are doing it from the arm. But that's what invasive means. The surgeons are even more invasive. They cut right into us. Yeah. And so there's different levels of invasiveness.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's good for people to kind of get a sense as to what they can expect depending on what their problem is. And there are different ways of treating some of the same problems, as we know, depending on one's experience, his expertise, or experience. How many women, by the way, that's an interesting anecdotal question. Most of us, when we think of doctors, we think of men. I guess maybe it's a generational thing. But when it comes to heart specialties, cardiologists, are there more and more women coming up in the field?
Well, there are, there certainly is, it changes year to year, but there's certainly an even number of women in medicine right now in medical school. There may even be a few more women. Cardiology has traditionally been one specialty that women have not elected to go into in great numbers, changing a little bit, but the hours are not the most desirable. And you'd have to ask women why they tend to stay away a bit from cardiology, but they do.
Uh-huh. Well, I just wonder whether you have any colleagues. I don't remember.
I have a few colleagues. We love having women in cardiology, but it's not the easiest life.
Yeah, well, I understand that. You get calls all the time, even while we're doing this program, to deal with the emergencies, because that's the real value of having a real life and being a real practicing physician. I want to talk about, we have a little time for COVID stuff, and I want to kind of clarify where my head's at with regard to talking about COVID at this point. And we'll have that in the next half hour of our DJV Health Visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers. The Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Visit Asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Egyptians have brokered peace in the Middle East. Israel's Security Cabinet voted Thursday evening to approve the Egyptian ceasefire, which went into effect at 2 a.m. Israeli daylight time. Hamas also backed the ceasefire, but the sides have issued contrasting messages about its terms. The Israeli Prime Minister's office said the mutual and unconditional ceasefire was a straightforward, quiet-for-quiet agreement. Hamas officials claim the ceasefire agreement included conditions about Israel's policy in Jerusalem, which a senior Israeli official flatly denied. Border Patrol officers on horseback arrested nearly three dozen illegal immigrants, all wearing military camouflage near the Arizona-New Mexico state line on Thursday. On Monday, they found 23 crammed into an open-top Panga-style vessel off the coast of San Diego. Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris has yet to address the border crisis publicly, nearly 2 months after being assigned by the president. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced Wednesday that she will grant one-on-one interviews to mark the 2-year anniversary of her inauguration solely to journalists of color. She says she has been struck by the overwhelmingly white press corps in Chicago. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy on Fox News says people need to stand up against Lightfoot's racism.
But take a step back. I mean, this is not the first time this is happening. We have segregation in commencement ceremonies now. We're in that time of year for graduations. We have segregated dorms now. And this is a policy that actually Democrats and the media agree with. They believe in this segregation. And if you want more minorities in the press corps, you don't do it by saying we're going to exclude whites. We should encourage more minorities to get into the press business, right? I mean, that would make sense. But the real plan here, Carly, is very simple. The left wants to divide America so they can destroy America. And when they destroy America, they can then rebuild it in this communist, socialist, Marxist ideology. I'm a big fan of people getting involved. And you can't sit back on your couch. You actually have to say, I'm going to go to, you know, to town hall, to listening sessions for my members of Congress, those groups that organize in communities. I'm going to go there and lend my voice and my effort to fight back. But if Americans just sit back and go, this is horrible, why doesn't someone do something? The problem is we need more good people to get involved because there's more people who think this is racist and shouldn't happen, but they sit back and are silent.
Yeah. A Latino reporter at the Chicago Tribune, whose interview request was granted, asked the mayor's office to lift its conditions. When they said no, they canceled the interview. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. One of the things that I have been happy to talk about, I'm always happy to be the guinea pig for a conversation. I tell Ken and Jack, you can talk about the things that we've talked about. They know how far to go with the information. And one of the things that's happened to me, we've traveled through for the last, 6 or 8 months, what might have been some kind of episode that the definition of which has changed as we've gone along. But I will tell you, when I first heard you tell me that I needed to be on Eliquis, I reacted strongly to it because I didn't like what I've seen on television in the ads. I didn't like what I've heard about it. But I have done it to a point I am still surprised as I look at, you know, on the farm. Most people listen to me that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so we're very active on the farm right now. Lots of things going on. I was putting up new fencing with the guys, and a lot of it's barbed wire, and you get cut. I have 3 or 4 cuts on my arm that this year have lasted much differently, and the results, I'm looking at my hand right now, where it's sort of purplish under the skin, and I've never had those sorts of discolorations before taking the Eliquis. So I think you told me with any blood thinner, you'd have the same impact. Would it be the same if I were just taking aspirin? Or is this, and my skin feels different. I don't know. It looks wrinklier. It's just something different. It feels different, looks different, seems to be acting different because of the blood thinner. Is that me or my imagination?
Well, it's probably your life on a blood thinner. And, you know,
You told me I wasn't going to like it.
Well, just I told you that, you know, you don't live a dainty life.
No.
And you don't want to adjust your life. And, I mean, I understand that. You're just asking me to comment on it. And all of us, who, even those of us who live a dainty life, bang and bruise ourselves without even knowing it. And if you're on aspirin, you know, you might see a little bit of bruising. But if you're on one of the so-called anticoagulants, which work on these protein binders, there's two different areas of the body that help us clot. One is the platelets, this cell in the blood, and the other area of the body are these proteins made in the liver. We have a backup. If one goes out, you don't want to hemorrhage and bleed to death. And the aspirin, the Plavixes of the world, they work on the platelets to inhibit platelet function and makes us so we don't clot so easily. And the anticoagulants, the Coumadins, Warfarins, the Eliquises of the world, all the drugs in the Eliquis family, I won't name them all, bore you, but those work on inhibiting these proteins produced in the liver that weave the clot. But that effort is even stronger than the effort on the platelets. And if you're on an anticoagulant versus an antiplatelet, just to make the terminology easy, more easily, you're going to be a lot more sensitive to bruising. And if you do bruise, you're going to see the results a lot more clearly. And that's what's going on with you. And, you know, it's just that it's your lifestyle on an anticoagulant.
Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. I also promised that we would talk a little about COVID as it relates to where we are right now, the ages of people getting shots, who's likely to get it. I think that I have, in my own research, Ken, come to a point where we have COVID fatigue. It has been for the year plus, the main subject matter appropriately on this program and my Monday through Friday program and other programs that I have done because it's been so much a part of our lives. But I really feel like it needs to come not completely to an end, but it needs to be sort of reined in because I'm feeling resistance through social media, conversation I'm having with my staff, that there is now a real fatigue when it comes to talking about COVID, dealing with it, and maybe that's the problem with people in masks and getting the shots. People are just tired of it at this point in time. You have urged people to get the shots so we could have herd immunity. If you look around most states now, even the state I'm in, Massachusetts, the masks are disappearing quickly from the landscape. And so here we are trying to figure out what the right way is to approach all of this, to keep people informed. You've got a couple of things that you've researched this week, but you did address in one of the things that we focused on off the air of normalcy. The last year and, 6 months, 5 months, very unsettling. Are we finding it easy, difficult? Does it depend on where you are? You're in Florida, whole different attitude down there than to the Northeast where I am. So what is going to be normal once we get back into, and I think we're headed in that direction now. COVID-19 is not the issue or the problem that it has been. So, you know, is there a normalcy? You see all the time people saying, oh, I'm going to keep wearing a mask, or people saying maybe that'll become the standard. What are you thinking?
Well, I think there is going to be an adjustment period, and I think there's going to be a wide range of reactions. I think there's going to be a fraction of people who bounce right back fine. They're in their old life as quickly as can be. But I think there's going to be also a fraction of people who are not going to be able to bounce back real quickly into their old life. And even though we tell them, don't worry, you get vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask anymore in most situations, and this hopefully soon will be in no situations. But I think there are going to be a fraction of people who are not going to want to give up the mask so quickly. I think there's going to be a lot of anxiety. There's going to be depression. It's going to take a while for everybody to get back to their life. This is not going to happen overnight.
What are you recommending to your patients and to us who listen to you on the radio?
Can we get a little more time for me to...
All right, we'll come back. Yeah, all right.
It's not a quick question.
It's not a quick answer. Okay. Let's figure out... Ken and I were talking on and off the air about the whole problems of numbers, the people dying of cardiac problems. Even though we were addressing them head on, things have changed. One thing that's changing is the number of people who are eating badly prepared foods, foods bad for them, bad for us, putting on the weight, not losing it easily, or if you do, you go on to a diet and you lose the weight quickly, and then your body reacts negatively. So there's a lot of questions and a lot of answers. A lot of people don't like the answers, but you got to take your time to lose the weight, and then you got to work hard at keeping it off. And that's where Calitrin, the weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants or drugs, nothing bad, it's all natural, and it really works. 86%, when you think about it, 86% success rate over the 24 years since the doctor and his nurses came up with his blend of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera, that sort of thing, which really, when you get down to the bottom line, it repairs, helps rebuild your body so that you can have the body that you need and the body that you want. Lose the weight and keep it off. That's what you want to do, and that's what you can do with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Private sessions are available with their team they have there. You got questions, they'll help you out. Check it all out, toploss.com, and the DGV code will give you a 90-day free. It's really amazing how this all works and how I encourage you to get on it and stay on it. They don't tell you to stay on it. I do, because that's the way you keep the weight off. All right, check it out. The whole deal, lots of info at toploss.com. And the Calitrin available with the DGV code, as I say, you get up to 90 days free and free shipping. That's the way to lose the weight. Keep it off. Calitrin at toploss.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love, including Bose, Works, iRobot, and more. Complete with a 2-year warranty from Allstate. Time to go full on summer with half off top brands this year. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night,
Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, and even though COVID hasn't been the mainstay of our conversation today, it really does have to stay in because there are a lot of things that are going on now. You wanted to extrapolate. I ask a quick question, and there's more than a quick answer that's needed, so go ahead.
Yes, and this is going to change as we move to herd immunity. And right now, I'm so excited that the CDC is on the same page with so many of the other doctors. I think they've caught up to what so many of us are recommending. That is the science. The science has proven for quite a while that you don't get COVID outside. Especially when you're not in a large group, but if you're out alone or with a few people, you're just not going to get COVID. Putting five-year-olds in masks on the soccer field is next
ridiculous.
To child abuse.
Ridiculous.
And I think the biggest problem is going to come with our youth, because they're the ones who are in this amazing growth period in their lives, and the likelihood of them getting seriously ill is so small, they're more likely to get seriously ill from the flu each
All right,
year.
So then why the emphasis on fully vaccinating youngsters? And there's some information around now that there have been youngsters who've gotten hospitalized with COVID, but the numbers are much less usual. You know, it's the same thing with these for-profit hospitals, Ken. They make more money if they report more COVID cases from the government anyway.
Well, so, right now, we're allowed to vaccinate down to age 12. That's what the vaccines were approved for. And whether it'll go even younger, only studies will let us know the safety and the effectiveness in those who are younger. But the reason why there's an urge as quickly as possible to vaccinate as many of us as possible is because the way a virus attacks us. A virus can't live without a human virus can't live without a human source. COVID-19, human virus, needs a human source. And if you get rid of human sources, then the virus goes away. And that's why when each one of us gets vaccinated, not only are we helping ourselves, but we're helping everybody to get rid of the virus and all of us to get back to our lives as soon as possible. And even in the past, we've heard many vaccines are only maybe 60 or 70% effective, but that's on the individual level. The goal with the vaccines is to get rid of a home for the virus, get to herd immunity. And the current mRNA vaccines, the ones from Moderna and Pfizer, they're amazingly 94% effective in the most recent studies. And so that is even beyond effectiveness. But that's in an individual. And what we're really trying to do is in the population, get rid of any home for this virus, and then it won't be there anymore. So between the number of people who are vaccinated and get antibodies to the vaccine, and those who are actually get the disease naturally get antibodies, we're either at herd immunity or getting there close.
One of the things I've seen is that a lot of rural hospitals in our country risk closure because of the drop in revenue from this past year plus. And you wonder how that's going to affect the overall healthcare system if a lot of the smaller communities close down their hospitals. I think that's something that this is a serious situation. I don't know how you fix it, you know, when you get down to brass tacks at this point anyway. Do you?
Very carefully monitor the situation, and you may have to help with some support to keep these open.
Yeah, government, the more government support, government aid, if you will. All right, Dr. Ken, coming back in a few moments with questions for Dr. Ken here on DJB Health.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, DJV Health, with questions for Dr. Ken. Number one, is the Mediterranean diet something, if you eat the things that you recommend, Ken, will it help ward off dementia, Alzheimer's, some of the things that happen? Is it all about diet, the construct of our brain being influenced by what we eat?
There was an article a few weeks ago in the medical journal Neurology, Doug, that just showed that a diet rich in vegetables, fruits, olive oil, and fish, this is the so-called Mediterranean diet, it actually may protect the brain from plaque buildup and shrinkage. So we've been advocating the Mediterranean diet here for over 10 years. I can't be any more enthusiastic about it. It'll help with circulation from head to toe, lower your risk of heart attack, strokes, and now we know it'll lower your risk of getting dementia.
All right, next question comes as a response to an announcement that has been in Google. They have a new health tool, and supposedly it's going to identify skin conditions. I don't know why Google is involved in healthcare, but I guess a lot of people are using web tools, right? There's WebMD, all that stuff. So is it natural now for us to think that we can get a lot of medical care and medical information like this using something that's online to identify skin lesions and take a picture of it and, I guess, send it in, and it tells you whether or not this is a skin condition that could be dangerous or not? Is that, are we getting too much into robotic medicine here?
Well, it's just hoping to get it more diagnosed quicker. And I think this is just using technology in a good way to take pictures, get them sent in, and whatever gets these things taken care of, diagnosed properly and more quickly, I'm in favor of.
Well, the reading between the lines here, kind of in the weeds, apparently they're using artificial intelligence to sort of is an ask a question, what is this all about? And the artificial intelligence looks at the picture and gives you an answer. I mean, it sounds so Google-ish, but taking the human element out of this, I think, I don't like it. I don't know what your thoughts are, but it sure as heck doesn't appeal. And I don't want some machine looking at a picture of me and telling me this is what's wrong with me. Do you?
Well, then opt out of it. I think that this is an option for those who feel comfortable with it.
Yeah. Google apparently working with the Stanford University research team to test how well these tools will work. The healthcare setting, which we're talking about here, is underscored because there's a doctor shortage, especially family doctor shortages. Does that threaten healthcare? And then do we need to have more of these artificially intelligent robots to help us in this system? Is the system broken because physicians don't want to stay in it, and so we're going to have to rely on this artificial intelligence stuff?
Well, I just hope the way we'll use AI, artificial intelligence, is maybe to make us smarter, not replace us, but help us to make better, quicker, more accurate diagnoses. But, you know, we have integrated technology at different rates into medicine, and used properly, technology can save lives. So let's try to safely integrate technology and help improve the quality and duration of people's lives.
Yeah, to get back to the question about whether there's a family doctor shortage under the circumstances, we're talking about men and women, more women going into this sort of primary care than has been the case in the past, apparently. But is there something that people should be concerned about when it comes to working through a family doctor they might have had for years? I remember we had in our family Dr. Johnson, heavens, for 30-some-odd years, took care of all of us. Is that, are we losing those doctors?
Well, we're losing them in the sense that they are retiring and they're getting older and hopefully they'll be replaced. But there have been situations in the last year that some doctors who said, oh, you know, I'm enjoying it so much, I'll just put in some extra years. And last year they weren't enjoying it at all and they decided to retire. That certainly did happen to some.
Yeah. Well, there's a payment system problem too. I think that's one of the things. You got a lot of debt when you get out of school. And if you're not getting paid enough to satisfy and live a decent life, that's going to be a problem as well. Certainly food for thought, which is what we specialize here in DJB Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.